Both Tadar Roe and Luke were waiting outside for him when he returned. He knew they knew he'd been crying, and he didn't care. Didn't attempt to hide his feelings in the Force. Luke looked at him compassionately as he approached.
You were right, Dad,
Ben said without preamble.
It was a horrible feeling. I don't think I've ever felt as helpless in my life. The only thing I can do now is move forward and try to be more aware next time of the warning signs.
He met his father's gaze evenly.
I couldn't save Jason. But maybe there are others I can help.
He squared his shoulders and turned to Tadar Roe.
I thank you for teaching me this technique, and I hope you won't be offended, but I have to tell you, I don't intend to do it again. Ever. I think for me, it's better to just live in the present.
Luke remained silent, but Ben felt his father's pride wash over him, like a warm, comforting wave. He blinked hard, not wanting to cry again.
There is no offense. The ways of the Yang-Ti are not for all. You wish to learn, we teach those who ask. It was the same with George Cardass. In answer to his questions, we only asked him to learn about us, not become like us.
Briefly, Ben wondered what the ways of the Yang-Ti were, now that they had to decide such things for themselves. But it was not his concern, nor should it be. While you were gone, Luke said, Tadar Roe and I had a very interesting conversation. It turns out that you and I were not the only humans to have handled the Codex. Ben felt a jolt, then gently pushed it down. Despite what he had witnessed through flow walking, he knew that sooner or later he'd have to learn to not wince when someone talked about Jason.
Jason did too?
Luke nodded. I told Tadar Roe what we experienced, and apparently Jason felt the same thing happen when he touched the Codex.
The whole augmenting your powers thing?
Well, yes, that. But more importantly, he had the sensation of something wrong in the maw that I did. He told Tadar Roe that when he left, he was going to investigate the maw and find out what it is. About 40 million questions crowded Ben's mind. He opened his mouth to try to articulate at least 63 of them, but Tadar Roe interrupted.
I told Jason Solo not to go, and I give the same message to Luke Skywalker and Ben Skywalker.
Why not? If there's something wrong there, Ben began.
There, the mind drinkers dwell. It is a dangerous place for those who use the Force.
Ben looked at his father. Luke nodded slightly. We embarked on this journey to find out what happened to Jason Solo to turn him into Darth Kydus, Luke said, and also to see if we can find out anything about the strange mental illness that is crippling the Jedi Order one by one. Tadar Roe, we have to go investigate this. Despite the intensity with which he had warned them, Tadar Roe did not seem surprised at their decision. Perhaps after knowing four humans, he was starting to figure out how stubborn they could be.
So said Jason Solo, and I will give you the same parting gift I gave him, a riddle. The path of enlightenment runs through the chasm of perfect darkness. The way is narrow and treacherous, but if you can follow it, you will find what you seek.
Ben and Luke exchanged glances. No other clues?
As you told my people earlier, you must figure it out for yourselves.
Despite everything, Ben found himself grinning. He had no idea that the Yang-Ti had such a sense of humor.
And for Ben Skywalker, I have another gift, one that is not quite so difficult to understand.
He had been carrying one of the Vorcha stun sticks attached to a belt around his waist. Now he reached to unfasten it, offering it to Ben.
You and your father were attacked with such a weapon. I deeply regret that attack. Now the weapon is yours. I know you will wield it carefully. It can render your enemy unconscious, even through armor.
Lubed,
Ben said, grinning as he accepted the stick. He bowed to Tadar Roe.
Thank you, Tadar Roe. Thank you for everything.
Luke caught Tadar Roe's eye and smiled a little. Then, before Ben knew what was happening, there was a sharp pop of displaced air. The Vorcha stick simply vanished from his hands to reappear in his father's. He gaped for a second, and then realized that while he had been studying so hard to learn flow walking, Luke had readily mastered the other known Ang-Ti force technique. He laughed a little as Luke tossed the stick back to his son. Tadaro bowed to both Skywalkers.
Travel safely. May you learn what you must.
May the Force be with you, Luke said.
Amusement bathed them.
It is always with everyone,
Tadaro said, nodded to them, and turned to go. Less than an hour later, they were ready to depart. Ben had even had a chance to grab a Sanisteam and a nerf stake. He slipped into the chair beside his father, moving quietly as Luke was recording a message.
And based on all this, we've decided to head to the Maw, Luke was saying. I'm not sure when we'll be out of the rift and you'll be able to receive this, but I thought you should know as soon as possible. Ben and I will get to work on the riddle, but if any of the Masters figures it out before we do, I promise I won't be insulted. I hope to talk to you soon, and I hope all is well back home.
He punched a button and sent the message, then turned to Ben. Ready to talk to these mind drinkers who supposedly dwell in the Maw?
Sure, Ben said, lifting the Vorchow stick. I think we can handle them.